change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is February 25th, 2021. This is the Geek Next Door, episode number 251, the one that falls on my sister's birthday. Oh, and Keith Zimmerman's birthday. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So,
hi, guys.
Everybody.
What's that?
I just said, whose voice was that? Because someone said, hey, guys.
Oh, that was Adam. Adam is gay. It's gay Adam. I was gone last week. And I didn't get a chance to listen to the podcast, but you must have done something right because we got our longest email ever. Did any of you log in and read it? I don't know if you guys are logging into the website or not.
Got a website?
I have not.
That was Ryan. That was on your to-do list, man.
That's true.
Okay. Well,
next week.
I'm happy to read it to you. It's a little bit long, so we'll take it paragraph by paragraph, and then we can talk about it from there because it's fun when people write in. All right. It says, hey guys, first time writing in. Your last podcast was great. The new guy needs a new mic, though. I'm assuming he means Mickey, because Mickey's mic always sucks.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny, because he's always like banging something by his hand, and you're like, Mickey, I'm pretty sure the sound's coming from here. He's got his headphones on and everything, and like it's doing nothing.
Yeah, that's great.
It's comical.
I think the mic needing guy and the rest of you were having two different conversations about time. He was speaking about the concept of perceived time and the rest of you just time. I mean, the speed of light moving through a void affected by gravity gives us a rate. Rate equals time. Perceived time is very different. One of the days even mentioned some things feels like they are taking forever. Oddly enough, that was the feeling I got listening to your conversation about time. Ha ha ha. regarding WandaVision, I also don't think the Fox Speed guy is her brother. I'm assuming that's what's his name?
Pietro.
Yeah. He seems off. I liked how she said don't go past Alice Avenue, because that is what our parents did when we were little. Don't go past Main Street or whatever. Of course, I had a double meaning as she couldn't control everything. Kind of cool. Also, I want my Halloweens to be just like Westview, the busiest Halloween town ever. I noticed that as well, where everybody was outside. And, like, TV shows...
In the central square, though.
Well, it seemed like it's always super busy on TV show Halloween times, you know?
Yeah.
I also liked when Quicksilver said, I have an XY gene here, bringing up anything that just has to do with genes and mutants and just playing with the fans. I don't remember that. Do you guys remember that part?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he was talking... he's about... they were, like, going to go out, and you know, Vision was going to be gone. He's like, no problem. I have the XY gene. I could play the role of dad, and I could take them out. So.
Okay. Finally, I did appreciate you all shilling for the 200-year-old Prussian work week model. 40 hours is stupid and arbitrary. You guys should all be like the bad Mike guy. Good job, you all. I miss Chris because he is probably the best and awesome. You should all give him money and hugs. Thanks for all the free content. Yours in kingdom. Sincerely, Christopher James Banks, Esquire the Fourth.
Is that the future, Banks?
Yes, it was. I got to listen to you guys' podcast on my run, which is I've never got to do that before. I never got to listen to you guys before because every time we tried it, somebody was like, it didn't work, so this time it worked. Good job, Dave. Mickey's mic sucks so bad. It's so bad. Mike, I don't understand it.
It's terrible, dude. And it's, like, what I don't understand is, like, he makes headway, and he does, like, hey, that was a great mic. Your mic sounded great. And then it turns to shit the next week. It's like, it seems like... it's a Groundhog's Day thing where he forgets everything that has happened the fucking previous week, so he's doomed to repeat shitty shit happening over and over again.
Just whatever input model he's using is terrible, then he fixes it and it goes back to regular and it sucks and all that. Right. Anyways.
You know, he plugs in his headphones and he forgets in Discord that, because he probably already has Discord open, he needs to go in and select those, instead of having it as the onboard, but
Shouldn't need to change anything. I don't know. I don't change anything week to week, but whatever.
But if he's unplugging and plugging back in, sometimes it doesn't capture it.
Stop doing that. Don't put your hands up to me. How was your guys' week? Do you have a good week there, Adam? I haven't seen you in a minute. How you been, buddy?
Busy.
Yeah. What's so busy?
Okay, so everybody knows that the central U.S. froze last week.
We were fine. We were like warm.
You mean the south central? Yeah,
we were great, but so
central. We're central.
I was in Cancun. I didn't.
The rest of the U.S. doesn't know how to do shit when it's below 2 degrees below.
Yeah.
So, pretty much FedEx shut down for 3 days.
Oh, you got 3 days off. You should be nice and rested then.
I wish. I still had to go in. I still had to sit around and pretend like I was doing stuff. And then now we're catching up again.
I see. So, well, that sucks.
We were somewhere, like, Monday it was like 7 million packages behind schedule. So
how many of those million did you deliver personally?
About 450.
450 million, that's a lot of millions. So.
Crazy.
Just need a couple more of you and they're good.
Yeah, they just need like four Adams and they're great. Yeah, that sucks. Texas did some shit. My favorite part is when all the Republicans were like, see, this is what happens when you try to use renewable energy. Solar and wind just does not work. Like, that's not right. What happened, guys.
Which accounts for 10% of their energy.
They're so stupid.
And that also was interrupted because it also wasn't winterized. Not because
they chose not to. Like, right. They're like, oh, no, we don't need to put that stuff on there. We're in Texas. It's like, never froze here before, which there has been history of that happening. But
like four times in the last 10 years.
Is funny is like the section of the Texas could Texas its own power grid, so it could be like, we don't need regulation shit like that. And the sections of Texas that are on like different power grids are nice and green and have power and are fucking fine and shit like that. It's just they just suck. Texas just sucks.
I don't know. There's good parts of Texas, probably. Joe Rogan tells me there's good parts of Texas, and he's never lied to me. So I love my MeUndies. I love my MeUndies.
I don't know, man.
All right.
And like being cold, it's like it fucking freezes. Stuff doesn't it freezes. Yeah, everything freezes. You just have to prepare for it. You know it's coming. People said it was coming like weeks in advance.
Well, Adam, thanks for trying to prepare. I know you couldn't do a whole lot, but we appreciate you trying.
Pair of underwear?
What? Yes. Anybody else do anything interesting this week? Anything fun on the agendas?
Okay, I got stuck doing like parent duty all weekend too. So we had piano class. Yay. But the next day, Orin and I went out and we did snowboarding.
That sounds fun.
So, yeah. Excuse me. You end up being more of a chauffeur going up and down the hill, but still pretty cool.
Yeah. How'd he like it?
Yeah, I think he liked it. He got frustrated because he kept on falling down. But,
yeah. Did he break anything?
No. I mean, after a couple runs, he's like, it's like second nature almost.
Oh, he decided you mean like he pooped. After 2 months, he pooped. I'm like, all right.
He did do that. So, well,
that's cool. Where was your other half?
I'm staying warm.
Hey, do you want to go with the kid and me and snowboard? Fuck no, it's fucking cold out there.
It was Sunday. Yeah, she was like, I've got this conference call that I gotta take.
Sure.
On a Sunday.
Holy shit. It just, her conference calls are like Amber going on business trips. There are just fucking code words for certain shit.
Yeah.
What does Amber's conference calls mean?
Amber's business trips?
She had business trips. Oh, yeah.
Business trips where she's fucking assassinating people slash whoring it out some different state. So I think Joy's also assassinating slash whoring it out.
Sometimes you have to whore it out to get the assassination perfect.
So. Yeah, that's the whole point. It's one and the same.
Yeah.
Funny pot. Anyway, I do like the thing that Adam sent. It was from this conversation reminded me about it. The quote that says, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish and you can bang his wife every weekend.
I laughed a lot at that too. I don't usually laugh at Adam's memes, but I laughed at that one.
That one was good. I don't know if it tied to the conversation in any way, but still, randomly, it was funny.
I was sitting on it for about 5 days.
I know. Is it a subtle cry for help? Saying like, I think my wife is banging other dudes while I'm away.
Well, I read it and I thought, who can I share this with? And then I thought, maybe I should share this with Amy. I'd like, nah, she ain't gonna care about it. I'll just wait until I talk to you guys.
She wouldn't get it.
Oh no, she'd get it. She'd just be like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
He does hate Adam, it's true.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why. Happens.
Is WandaVision done? Now for a while.
No, there's two episodes left. Dumb?
No, just wait. Well, why do you have to answer? Let's just listen to Ryan.
I'm confused. I thought when I went on to Disney Plus and clicked, I would see a new episode yesterday.
Because it comes out on Wednesdays now?
You're a day early?
Oh, it comes out on Wednesdays now? No, on Fridays?
It comes out on Fridays.
Always comes out on Fridays.
Oh, no, but here's what I was thinking, is that we talked about it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep.
This hasn't changed in 8 weeks, man.
Oh, you know what happened is we talked about it Thursday, and I thought that I didn't watch it, but I must have watched it like Friday or something.
You watched the
Thursday? I must have already just watched it. I just forgot I watched it is what happened, because when we talked about it on Thursday, it was the spooktacular one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just forgot that I had already watched it when I tried to watch it again. Because I don't watch it like on a set time. I just kind of randomly go like, is there more WandaVision? And it actually screws you up when you talk about the last Friday and Thursday.
I know.
Like, it actually mentally messes with where are we on this one, you know?
It does. It does. Because you're basically talking a week behind. So, like, we're going to talk about stuff that tomorrow is completely irrelevant because more shit happens tomorrow. But I actually like me and Amy watched it on Fridays, and it kind of made Fridays a thing again. Like, before, we just watched whatever we want, whenever, but this is a Friday night show for us, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, I mean, I was going to mention some more things to you guys about Adam stuff and ask you guys if you did anything else, but Ryan said had such an interesting segue there. I don't know if we can. I mean, is there anything that happened to you guys that's more interesting than WandaVision?
More interesting than WandaVision? No.
Okay, Ryan, how about kind of as interesting as WandaVision?
I mean, I've pretty much created a D&D monster out of Evan. I mean, it's like, that's all he's talking about. That's, he comes home and he wants to talk about character building, and he's like, can you print me off more character sheets? I got another character I want to build. And he's like, I'm going to build a Dragonborn army. I'm like, okay, here you go. Let's have some fun. But, I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. Cool. How
did you build me one? Can you build me one with the background?
Sure. You just tell me what you want. He'll do it.
How do you guys...
talk about it at school, too. So. Yeah.
Do you guys fight a lot, then, about who gets the treasure? I mean, do you take it? Does he take it? I don't understand how that works out.
No, let's see. What happens is if he doesn't find it, then it's you know, then it's still the DM's property.
Here's what you could have had. I have it, sucker. It's the DM's now.
You missed that plus one crossbow. Sorry.
You give him the fuck Adam boots after that.
I mean, we've only played, you know, two little kid friendly short adventure type things. They're just like 1 to 2 hours.
Oh, and, so not the erotic adventures of Evan.
Yeah, what's kid friendly in D&D?
You can do it.
A lot of
murder based on race is all. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what it is. There are, you know, bad things, and it's like, what do you do?
This one was like rescuing, you know, helping two people return an amulet that they stole that was cursed.
Wait, out the of kids a cave. Stole them?
No, you know, have them return that, or helping a bakery owner, you know, find
bake
some
goods.
That's
nutmeg. Mainly. Everybody knows it's nutmeg. If you have a bakery, it's fucking ingredient and it needs nutmeg.
Yeah, I think, you know, Evan could probably handle a little bit more, but Logan being 7, I'm trying to keep it just a little lighter.
Yeah. I mean, you can have your nutmeg, but I think Chileans are the way to go. No, D&D is cool because you can, like, wrap morality tales in there and not force it on them, but they'll figure it out eventually. They'll be like, wait a minute. I should get more Chileans than they work their whole life trying to get Chileans and stuff.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to clean up my room.
Otherwise, that monster will come out of the closet and eat me.
It's like, oh, no. Okay. All right. Logan, what character are you? Okay, cool, you're this. I'm going to make this broken character to make your character irrelevant.
No.
I only do that with Ryan.
What about you, Ryan?
Also,
oh, sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
Also, he's playing a barbarian, right?
Logan is. Nope, he is a ranger. He wanted to be a ranger to shoot because he just wants to shoot bows and he wants to have a pet wolf. So
he should probably be a fighter. Then they work better than rangers.
they're better at making it. The pet thing. The pet thing is just fucking animal handling. It's not that hard.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm glad that they're finding something interesting in that. That's neat.
Sorry to cut you off so many times.
I've always hoped that, and I got sidetracked, but I've always hoped that eventually we could have the next generation of D&D table, but you know, if you got a while yet, but I'm glad you're getting into it, so that's cool. What about you, Ryan? You do anything this week? Anything happen to you? Did you go to any other states or anything?
Did you watch WandaVision?
I did. Twice. I tried to watch it twice, but realized I already watched it. Yeah, last Thursday was June's birthday, and so we did a few birthday things. Played some games, had some desserts, hung out, and stuff like that.
June's birthday's in February? That's kind of weird.
I mean, not really.
Her birthday would be in June?
Yeah, I know. Right. Or I think we named her incorrectly. It was based on a guess, you know. We were way off. What else did we do this week? I don't know. Pretty normal. I can't think of anything in particular.
I'm
missing something.
I have two questions for you. One, was she conceived after a party at Dave's birthday? Because that would be about right there right then. So you're like, woo, Dave's party. Now let's go home and bang. Yeah.
Nothing gets me hotter than Dave's.
That's what I thought. I knew it. Fucking knew it.
And it's all right, man. It's just like, you know, it makes you uncomfortable to talk about sexual relations and stuff, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't care.
Sexual
it's weird.
Relations.
And
my second question
is, does she have any social media platform she's on?
June? She's on Messenger Kids.
TikTok. And
so I guess that counts as social media.
And
she
Black Twitter.
Like...
It's weird.
OnlyFans.
What's the one?
Grindr.
OnlyFans. What's the one that's the Republican?
Oh, Nazis? Shit. Yeah, what is that? I forgot.
I don't know if that's
Pandora
back yet.
Is it Pan? No,
the
it's
one
no,
that went down.
It was Parler.
Parler. Oh, yeah.
She's on Parler. Nice.
She's only trolling people on Parler, you know. No, cool. She's got the Facebook Messenger, and she uses that quite a bit to text her friends and video call her friends and stuff like that. So
okay.
I don't know if that counts as social media. It's like, it is social media, but it's not the same as some of the other things where you have like posts of like, here's what my dinner looked like, and here's what I believe about politics and shit like that. It's
right.
More just like messages talking.
Okay. I've exhausted the limit of my interest. Should we talk about WandaVision? Yes?
Why did you ask that? I mean, like, what? That was a strange question to not have an opinion after the fact on. Like, just wondering, I casually ask people about social media without any real reason.
Mind your own business. Now, can we talk about WandaVision? Or?
Sure.
Yes! It's been a week. I don't remember what happened. You guys talk about it. Adam, or Mickey? Mickey, can you recap for us? Ching, 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 ching.
I'm going to say he went.
Yeah.
No, this is WandaVision. We got to see the birth of a hero, right? The birth of a new hero in the MCU. That's kind of cool. We got to see other things happen. What was your guys... Let's do something weird. Adam, what was one of your memorable parts? What do you remember?
Trick-or-treating.
That wasn't this week.
No, not this episode.
His memorable part is... That was about his childhood.
No, I'm talking about...
You might be an episode behind. You better be careful. You might need to mute. Because this one was like... What was the show that it was based on? Or shows or whatever?
So, Modern Family. Probably Modern Family and Office.
Yeah.
I seem to think I remember that.
I never watched Modern Family, but it was definitely an Office opening. Like, but yeah, and I never watched Modern Family at all, so... Wait. Hmm. Where was this one... No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, definitely. But I never really watched
it. The monologue
it,
so. Where she was talking a lot, and did they do that? They do that in Modern Family.
Yeah,
quite a bit. They're sitting on a couch talking to the.
It's interesting how when you watch the show, which I did watch that show, it gets becomes part of the show, and you maybe don't recognize the tricks they do consistently. At least I didn't. But now that you mention it, it's like, oh yeah, they did do that where they have the monologues and shit.
Yeah, it's like The Office, right? They'd always talk to the camera and
kind
of break the fourth wall.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was that one. I remember that. So, Adam, do you
remember breaking the fourth wall?
Do you, that was the name of the episode, I believe. Yeah. Do you remember now? Do you remember anything interesting?
I did remember, or I did watch it. I don't. I'm trying to remember it. That's the hard part.
Okay, I believe Wanda's in depression. Fucking Agnes takes her kids. The outside Martha tries to get back inside. Shit happens.
Oh yeah,
Darcy's in
and
there with Vision.
Expands.
That was last week, but sure.
Why did you say her name?
Okay, somebody else. Dave, too. What did you enjoy? What stood out for you in this episode?
A couple things. So I'm going to do the Ryan Thomas answer. I got a couple of standouts. One was the whole interaction between Darcy and Vision was kind of fun. At first, you know, she's just like, you know, I'm the escape artist, and no, I don't have time to talk to you. I need to go do this. And, you know, he finally is able to break her trance, and they're all like, okay, now we got to escape. And every time they tried to get closer to town, something stopped them from, whether it was the stoplight being like the longest red light ever, or the utility workers, or the children crossing, and like Vision's like, I've had enough of this, and he just takes off and goes. That was pretty cool, and I really, really liked the song at the end. That was kind of fun. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
No, I can jump around. It's fine.
It was Agatha all along.
Yeah, the whole kind
of. Oh, it was the monster song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But it was, yeah. It wasn't like a song that existed before this episode.
Nah.
It was written for the episode, yep.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I was a little disappointed that Monica's contact that they were going to go see was just someone. I was really hoping it would be that, you know, maybe the cameo. I think I talked about that last week, but guess not.
I was disappointed by that too. I wanted more. I mean, yeah, it could be something, but I wanted like a dramatic, like, hey, look who it is. It's this guy or this girl. Yeah.
But, you know, but we did get to see her become full on Photon, you know, get her powers, and you get to see through her eyes and see the, you know, the different wavelengths of light and stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
my Ryan Thomas answer.
That was a cool little sequence, wasn't it? Like, you get to see, I mean, I didn't analyze the voices you hear, but it's basically everybody from her childhood, right? That's kind of cool, and she pushes through and stuff, and that was neat. Good to see.
Yeah, I paused it, rewinded it, and put on captions to, like, better...
it's
know,
a good idea.
Because, you know, I was overlapping in the audio. I was like, oh yeah, that's that. Yep. That was interesting. I didn't really... I didn't know why those particular voices were there, or if it was just supposed to be sort of a mini montage of like her past, or if there was special significance to what was said. That was, I don't know.
I think it was all of that. It was a mini montage, but also I think those are all paths of where she could have been. Like, she is an explorer. She is, you know, she is the various people that became who she was, thus, you know, being the hero and stuff. But I also think that's a visual representation of how they could split realities if they wanted to create a multiverse. Like, hey, here's Monica from this universe. She's just an astronaut. Or here's Monica from this universe. She's just this. She's just this. Basically, you know, she is a... It's a visual way of showing multiple realities that could be split.
Yeah, I also like that, like, you don't see usually what's going on in somebody's head at the moment they become, like, a superhero, right? You don't know. We don't usually get the inner monologue of Spider-Man when he's bitten. So here it's kind of like she's remembering, or else she's thinking, or else it's the path is showing everything that's led up to this and how it could be and the type of person she is. And, like, I mean, believe... there's a couple lines in there about how special you are and stuff like that. So that was kind of cool. I like that. All right. Good answer, Dave. Adam, do you remember anything you enjoyed or not really?
When Captain What's-Her-Nuts was trying to get through the barrier.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool. Oh. That's a unique kind of an insight. Yeah, I like that.
Just the way, like, they had the whatever space truck... and there was a few things I was, like, weirded out about it. Like, they seal her in there. She's got a helmet on and whatnot. Like, you'd think they would be able to get out of that thing pretty fast, but no. It took her, like, forever.
I was confused why they thought that would work. Like, they know that it rewrites things as they go in, and then they're, like, surprised when they're like, it's rewriting the stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's, we know that, remember, we talked about it,
right?
Mm-hmm. All right. there's a couple things about that like, she was it to me, and, you know, using Ryan Thomas's watching and rewinding and stuff like that, it looks like that door was kind of stuck and she fucking pushed that fucking door open, like broke that top open. That was before she passed through the barrier.
So, oh, the space truck? Oh, I don't know.
Space truck, yeah. She pushed that door open. Like, okay. I'm saying, you know, I think she had some powers all along. It's just like these help focus them. I don't know exactly.
Could be.
But, yeah. I think she had them. But, right. Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack here. And, I mean, I always look way too much into things. Like... and sometimes miss the forest for the trees because I look so close at things.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
I know, and sometimes a commercial is way more than just a commercial, Adam.
The commercial in this one was about the same actress that's in all the commercials. And,
yep, and then the same
actor.
What was
she doing? She was like, was it on vacation or something?
She was depressed.
It was antidepressant.
It was a depression one.
Right? So, the antidepressant thing.
It was the name of it.
Yeah, so Nexus, man.
So that made me had to go look up Nexus. I just Googled Nexus Marvel Universe, and a lot comes up.
Right. Yeah. Because there's multiple things. There's, like, the Nexus of All Realities, which is a place, which is where, like, you know, it's effectively, if you want to break it down, it's like Sigil, man. It's like, it's the in-between of all the places, so it's like a connection point of all realities and stuff like that. But there's also Nexus beings. Nexus beings are people that are individual that have the ability to rewrite, like, realities, you know, on a grand, massive scale. Like,
right.
So there are, yeah.
And in the comics, Wanda was a Nexus being, right? Nexus being. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a little on the nose there.
Interesting.
But, yeah. So, I mean, it's... that was huge, man, because, I mean, that's a huge point to be like, okay, cool, there's this and this, and it's, but, I don't know, like, that was it, but then they never called it the Darkhold, but that's fucking Darkhold if I ever picked a magical book. That is, like, the prime evil book. It is created by fucking the epitome of evil in, yeah. In the universe. And it gives us all the creation of, like, the first vampire was created by that. The first werewolf was created by that. Like, so many things were created by that book.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting is I don't know if they're going to call it the Darkhold.
Why?
Well, then how do you, you know, do you tie it in to the... I mean, how do you tie it in with with like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and
no, I'm Kevin Feige. I don't like those shows. I throw those shows in the garbage.
Yeah, but now there's rumors that they're going to be pulling in those actors, some of those actors, into like Secret Invasion and stuff like that. So
yeah, it's a different universe.
Just to kill him off, he's going to bring him in just to kill him off.
Yeah,
you guys have been asking for
what are you talking about?
Here you go, 5 seconds.
This book is it in that other series?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like half a season or almost a season on it.
Yeah.
Got it. And it's different enough where the two don't mesh? Is that what?
I think they ended up destroying it or something like that.
Yeah, it looks different. No, well, it's like they threw it into a differing dimension and shit like that. Yeah. But I mean, it's literally like used to create like Ghost Rider and shit like that. There's a lot of fucking things. It's basically any supernatural thing, if you go far enough, may have created the person who created them, that supernatural character, or created that character themselves. So,
and to your point, they you know, Ghost Rider ends up taking it with him through the portal or whatever.
Yeah.
In the series, it doesn't mean that that's where it ends, right? I mean, it somehow could have found its way to Agatha, and she, you know, helps sets up this whole Nexus thing using it.
But
you know, there's definitely a play of color, you know, color schemes here too, is, you know, you've got Wanda with her, you know, using red as her color, Agatha with purple as her color. You know, we start looking back at the colorized versions of the show, you do see purple when Agatha's around. So
But Dottie has yellow.
You wanna go? You gonna go there?
Yes. Dottie has yellow. She's a fucking witch herself. Fucking. Yes.
Who's Dottie? Is that the.
Dottie was the blonde haired girl that was in charge of the
talent show.
The talent show in the neighborhood, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, there was a lot of ladies there that were there. It's like. It's fucking. Could be a coven of witches, and then we're fucking good. Like, we got a lot of things it could be.
Yeah. I thought the reveal, the Agatha reveal, was strange a little bit.
It's the worst, the kept secret on the internet.
I mean. Well, yeah, I've heard all, but I guess I, well, let me, how do I put this? Well, let me step back. I thought it was interesting how Vision was interacting with Darcy, in that there was a sense of reality there, like the real reality, if that makes sense. But they also sort of were still playing roles a little bit. Like, it felt like there's some influence just by being in this, you know, fake universe, that they play their roles. They're, you know, the tone of speaking and stuff was, like, period correct or something, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, they sound like they're from this time. I think that's interesting, how that affects things. And I also really liked... So that was just interesting. Then Wanda, I think her acting was enjoyable. She's just good. I mean, she's... done different types of shows, and it was fun to watch her do this other, like, sort of sassy mom you see from tons of shows, you know. And that was cool. But I also think it's interesting to see her evolution, as she seems to be, as Vision's becoming more aware, I also think she's becoming more aware of, I think she's always been a little bit aware, but like maybe a little bit of it was subconscious, but she's becoming more conscious about what she's done and what it means. And she's coming to terms with it. And that's slowing down Vision coming home, because she knows, you know, yeah, this isn't good. And she's got to deal with Vision being whatever Vision is. Like, I don't know if Vision is like dead and will stay dead, or if Vision is just like not Vision and repaired, and she needs to come clean. But like, you can see she's, it feels like she's about ready to have that talk, you know? Like, to me, the talk with Vision is the big climax for the short term, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, Monica almost broke through with her, right? At the end there. Monica is saying, when she tries to use her power on Monica, Monica fucking absorbs it and superhero lands and shit. And she's talking to her about how I've lost the most important person. And then she's almost breaking through to Wanda. And then Agatha comes up. So yeah, definitely. There's definitely, she's ready. She's just being stopped. Yeah.
But that, so that is going to be like, so that will be the biggest thing that has to happen. It's sort of meta, where can people break through to Wanda? can they make her see that what she's doing is hurting people and that it's probably not a good idea, even if, you know, it, she doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
No. Or go ahead.
I was just going to mention, to your point of that they're speaking, like, or there's still some influence on them, like, on the way back when she's, it's just, who is it, just Vision and Darcy?
Yeah.
In the middle of that, like, he's sitting in the chair talking to the fourth wall. Like, there's an influence there. And then he's like, what am I doing here? So, there's
why am I sitting here?
Yeah, there's definitely
right, exactly. Which I think that's just interesting how, like, they're kind of free-willed, but they're still in this video game or whatever you want to call it. And they can't.
Well, and how much of that is
right. I don't think it's all.
And, like, how much of it is Wanda's free will holding them back, or how much of that is Agatha's influence on Wanda holding him back to so that he can't come and try to break her out of this trance. And we know that Wanda is causing it because of past conversations, but how much of that is because Agatha, it's been Agatha all along driving and influence her to do this?
Right. Because, I mean, like, purple is her color, you know that, right? First time we see her, she's delivering a flower. Boom. Those flowers are, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to, I don't even know if they'll say it, but I mean, because that's a deep cut. But, like, those are, like, Wundagore Everblooms, I'm pretty sure, because those are the flowers that Agatha gave them for their wedding. And those are like, fucking flowers that if you eat them, you can give them, you can see the future.
Oh, those sound like good flowers.
Right. But they're also super addictive, stuff like that.
And they kill you. But they're, yeah.
Right. Right. But in one of the comics, the dog in that ate one of those flowers and died. You know, well, so I'm wondering if that's the, she said, ha ha, and I killed Sparky too, blah, 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 I'm evil. Right. But she was in the bush, and I'm like, did she kill the dog because the dog was getting into the flowers? You know, so these are all things that, like, they could have been, like, and she always seems to show up, like, she was drinking purple wine, like, she's like, hey, do you want some tea? You know, tea's made from flour, can be made from flowers. Like, you know, like, has she always been, she was drinking, like, early in the episode, we saw her take pills. I'm like, has she been, like, giving, like, doping her up the whole time? And we just, if I haven't paid attention, I would have to go watch all the episodes. It's like, do we always see her, like, taking something or drinking something that is somehow connected to Agatha at some point in time? Like, so she's being, like, subtly doping her up to keep her pliable and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so if we can back up to the episode where Agatha was outside with the black dude, what's his name, Herb?
Yep.
Cutting that fence, or cutting the wall.
Yep.
Does that have any effect, like, is that meta right there?
I think
she's fixing the wall to, I don't know.
It's, well, weird. I think every time we've seen her, it's been at these opportune moments when something meta was going to break into the world or break with Wanda, and she's showing up and just kind of resetting it. And she's just kind of resetting things. The scene with Herb, I feel, was like staged for getting rid of Monica. Like, this person should not be here. She's going to be breaking down Wanda. We need to get her out of there. So if I start planting seeds that she doesn't belong here, she's going to end up, you know, being alienated and kicked out, or however we want to go with it. I think she was controlling Herb at the time, and that's why Herb just kept cutting the wall, because he's just like, hey, buddy,
I definitely think there's some of that, but like that happened to have whatever Vision notice it, which made Vision think. I think basically what she's doing is she's causing Vision to have Vision to have, like, to kind of snap himself out of it, which causes Wanda to expend more power to reset the next version, because she wants more power. So basically, she's driving the wedge between Vision and like oh, here's Vision and Wanda. Cool, they're fighting. Oh no, what can definitely drive a thing between? Oh, if this other person shows up and he's like, hey, look at me, I'm this guy, that drives a further wedge between them to cause her to spend more energy doing more things. So I can keep absorbing more energy because you keep trying to fix something that I keep breaking just enough for you to have to expend more and more energy. Like, oh no, I'm a witch, I'm trying to escape. Oh no, don't go out there, you know, basically, don't go out, Vision. Oh no, Vision escaped. She expends a huge amount of energy to save him. Ha ha ha, I've got a whole bunch more energy now.
It's true. Yeah, I can see that. We don't know her motives yet, which will probably happen with tomorrow's episode, being that it's second to last episode.
Yes, the second to last episode, and I also think we're going to get a huge flashback episode of lots of post or pre-stuff. You know, like, we're going to get a lot of how we got to where we are now. Like, I think we're going to see some old stuff, like when her creation. I think we're going to see some stuff of her coming across Vision's body being all desecrated and stuff. I think we might see why we're even, like, here. And then it's going to set up. And then we're going to get the realization. Maybe she's going to go like, hey, now we either got to side with Vision or Monica and Vision. They talked her out of it or whatever. And then she has to make a decision. We have to defeat this evil.
Tomorrow is supposed to be the longest episode. So. I mean, that's not saying a lot when they've only been about 23 minutes, but...
I hope they give more motivation. So far, the Agatha thing has been underwhelming to me. Not the... Like, I guess it just tweaks me that she's like a... She's like a happy, silly witch. I guess I don't like happy, silly witches. You know what I mean?
So you're not Glenda the witch. You don't like Glenda. You prefer the Wicked Witch.
Well, I guess it's more like in my Marvel universes, I like the characters that have like real personal depth, and when you come off so like sort of cheesy witchy, it doesn't seem to have that personal depth that I find makes the show excel. You know what I mean?
So do you feel like? She's only because Agatha's only had what 30 seconds of fucking character growth. Agnes had a bunch of character beforehand. Are you disregarding that character beforehand? Because basically they're two separate characters.
I'm thinking that she's been playing kind of a similar role, where when she was revealed as the witch, she could have also revealed a little bit different of a role. You know, a little bit. That's all. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
She's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
I think we got... I have a new grand... Every week I get a new grand theory of everything for WandaVision. And it's always wrong, which is awesome. So I'm wrong every time, but one of these times I'll be right, but I probably just keep being wrong. But yeah, I think the whole time Agnes has been pushing Wanda into a state of more and more being broken. Even that scene, that weird scene when she was like, do you want me to take that again? You know, you want me to take the kids, right? That was her fucking with Wanda, like, to get her even more, like, all fucked up. I think she's the one keeping Vision away. I don't think it's Wanda. So all that, all the kids and stuff, the crossing, that's all Agnes. But my new grand vision is that General Douchebag is working with Agnes and actually set this whole thing in motion in the first part, where that they're like, we can't do anything more with Vision. We think Wanda can. Can you fuck with her to get her to take Vision and then like try to get us to get Vision within the weird reality if she creates? And because he always talked about the agent inside or the asset, we never got revealed about what asset he has. Right. And then. I think since she's a fucking evil witch, she's playing her own side. And she's like, because what are Wanda's kids? They're not half Vision. Vision can't have kids. They're just extensions of her power, right? I assume those kids are just extensions of her power. She said, I won't bite. She's going to fucking eat those kids and absorb that power. And I think this whole thing is just for her to absorb Wanda's power little by little. And honestly, since she revealed herself now, I assume Wanda's in the trap. I assume Wanda is trapped. Yeah. Whatever sigils or stuff that's going on, she's fucked. And Monica's going to have to help her figure out what's going on. And as a side note, before I end my all-encompassing vision of everything, Amy indicated if those kids are eaten, she will quit Marvel forever. To which I said, Marvel characters never truly die. They always come back and move stuff. And she only bit a kid once. So there you go.
Right. Well, but to your point, were the kids even real? Because there's, when she goes into the house for the first time and she's asking where Tommy and Billy are, and she's looking around, and, you know, they linger on the rabbit, Senior Scratchy, and a fly on the window. I mean, maybe she transformed them, or maybe that's how they were. Maybe they were created out of that matter. I don't know, but, you know, were they real to begin with?
I think they were, but that's part of my theories. So, yeah. I also, one more bold statement, do not think we're going to get mutants anymore.
Not yet.
I don't think we're getting them in this show. I thought we were. I thought they were setting us up, but I don't think we are.
They're not going to use the terminology.
No, I don't think they'll get them in the show. I think this could have been a catalyst for things to happen, but I don't know if we're going to get them, you know. I don't think they'll say it in this show.
Yeah. So, and I also went into this episode. I don't know. I was kind of disappointed by the episode, quite frankly. Like, when it was done, I was like, all right. And I think I attribute that to two things. One, going into it, I was under the assumption it would be about an hour long. Because according to the running time for this show, we still have like more than two hours left. And I don't think each episode's going to be an hour and 15 minutes or whatever. And also, the Agatha thing at the end was underwhelming. It was cool and quirky and fun, but it was underwhelming. You know, if they're like, hey, look at this. And that part of me makes me think that this is built up too much and the big reveals are not going to be as big as I think they are. I hope I'm wrong, but I honestly think that people keep saying, oh, we're going to get a Luke Skywalker-like area. I don't know. I think that built it up too much. I don't think we're getting something like that. And maybe I'm just feeling negative right now. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. There is a sense of, there was this big buildup that has been out there, and this episode just kind of kept things moving. It, you know, and we were supposed to have this big reveal at the end, but is it really a big reveal when we kind of felt that we were heading down some sort of the track like this? It was a little underwhelming, but, you know, we did get our first mid-credits scene.
That's true. That's true. That was fun.
You know, we haven't had this before.
That's true.
But even that was kind of like, okay,
lacking.
Nothing really happened here.
But I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right, Dave. I hope the nexus they're referring to is that this is a nexus of reality, and they're pulling people and doing shit, and things are cool, and it's outside of what I understand right now. I hope so. I don't know. Marvel also lied. They lied to us in this show, in the episode where Agatha was going to Evans Avenue and she was like stuck. She was lying to us. I don't like being lied to. I don't like you lied to us. You can lie to Vision. You can lie to Wanda, but you can't lie to us. I don't like that.
She was pretending, wasn't she? But yeah, then, you know, Thomas. Why was she? Did she specifically pretend to be there just to catalyst? You know, to be a catalyst to push Vision away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you know what's weird about this show? I think besides everything, because it is quite weird, it's like, I think that when it's hard to, like, it's harder to get, you want to see what gets revealed in the next episode, but usually in a series you've identified the bad guy, you've identified the good guys, and you've identified the goal upon which the good guys will be victorious, you know what I mean? And in this one, I'm not sure who the good guys are. I'm not sure what the bad guys are trying to do, and I'm not sure when we're happy when they win. Like I don't know what a win is here. And that's not necessarily bad, but it makes it so as you're going towards the end of the season, And a lot of times you're looking forward to something or some event or some, you're hoping something happens, progress towards a better thing. But I just don't even know enough to know what that means right
yeah.
now.
If yeah. Like. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if we're going to get a win out of this, honestly. It
feels like we might get a spin-off of the next Marvel thing that's coming, like some tie-in. Well,
Doctor Strange will show up.
Yeah, this is supposed to introduce the Phase 4 and the battle with the multiverse with Doctor Strange. So yeah. I don't know if we're going to have a win out of it.
Right.
So that concerns me, is that they're like, I don't think they'll do it, but it concerns me that the last 5 minutes of the show, they'll be like, and then this happens, and Doctor Strange shows up and says, and we're in the next end game now, and then it crets, and then we gotta wait till the next movie to watch it.
I could do that, yeah.
But yeah, just give me some information, goddammit. Give me some more information. It's not hard. Just give me my info.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that's, like, I like the filling in the gaps of myself, like with my, like just with my brain to fill them in. Like, it makes me feel like I'm more connected to it. So, like, I don't, like, I'm okay with it not ending good.
Oh, it doesn't have to be good. It's just, we're lacking information. We're lacking basic information about characters and plot.
Oh. We have plenty. That's why. Like my back knowledge is what matters to me. Like it's all that extra stuff is just for me. It's like I filled it in. Like, so I feel like I'm invested more in the show because all my years of reading and stuff have made, basically I'm filling in the gaps, even if the gaps are wrong.
Yeah. That's my point. Is you're filling in the gap, but you're guessing. They're guesstimations based on past shit, but it could be just as wrong as right. So.
I know, but that's what makes me feel like I'm not disappointed every week because I'm filling it in stuff like that. Like,
it's good that you can enjoy it by seeing it as a launching board for different possibilities every week, more possibilities and different spins on possibilities from a more general, entainment viewing perspective. The lack of clear sort of problem statement and solution idea, or it makes it so it's hard to like ramp up your excitement towards the conclusion. Like, let's say we were watching Game of Thrones and we were on the last two episodes, we would know some big ass thing was coming, and we would know that if it went well, fucking the humans survive. If it went bad, the White Walkers destroy all of the fucking world. Like, what's at stake? And this one, we just still don't know what's at stake, and we're close to the end. And it's not that that's bad. It's just at this point in the arc of a story, you typically, like, we got clues. We know that the fucking shield dude is somewhat bad, but not fully how bad he is, or what his full story is, or why he's bad, or what
shield is in this show.
Or you know what I mean? Sword.
So. I think Ryan just confused. He just doesn't know, because he's like, there's swords and shields and spears. Well, there's spears somewhere.
You knew what I meant. It could well be that the next episode reveals a lot and ties a bow on it, but I just don't know what a good I don't know what the good ending looks like, even close.
I mean, it'll be fun regardless. It's just like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on why this episode fell more flat to me than the other episodes. The other episodes I enjoyed. I wanted more. This episode, it was done. I was like, okay, it's Monica or it's Agatha. I understand. Great, cool. We kind of knew that. Everybody's been calling her Agatha she's been showing us she's not a normal cog in the wheel for a long time, except for when you lied to us last week and told us that she was. Mm-hmm. That's it. What else, Adam? What do you think?
I think I'm with Ryan on this one.
You haven't watched it yet either?
I watched it twice and don't remember it.
It's not a takeaway from the show. It's just a comment on the show. So, yeah.
No, I still think the show is very interesting. I'm just stating, as a viewer, you feel like you're in a position that you rarely are in at this stage in a story arc. It's not, it's just weird. It's a weird feeling because this show has been so unique that you know, I'm just identifying how you come out of the show and you're going like, why am I still confused?
Right, I'm still Ryan's uncomfortable.
I'm still confused because we don't know what's going on yet fully. and we've been trying to figure it out for a long time, and it feels like we're coming to the point where we should know. So,
you know what?
It's not bad. I'm not suggesting it's a bad show. I'm just suggesting that it's a weird feeling we get because it's a very unique show.
You know what? I almost feel like every other episode was the writing was smart. And this episode, the writing was just normal writing. That's what it felt like. I didn't feel like they were... I don't know. That's the best way I could put it. Like, every other episode, it's smart writing. They're adding new things. They're having little Easter eggs. Things are going on. And this one just felt kind of... Okay, cool. And then apparently we're done with the show now because they said there's no transmission coming out. We're not going to go ahead for 2021s or 2010s, are we? So I assume right now we're just kind of into magic and chaos and stuff and action and cool things. So that'll be fun. It is interesting that they're expanding their magic universe, right? I mean, we had Doctor Strange who does magic shit. Wanda, we assumed it was just kind of a magic power, or not even magic, but I guess superhero power. But now there's more magic in the universe that there never really was before in the MCU. Pretty neat.
Yeah. I'll watch it three times next time to try and find more Easter eggs.
Well, that's the other problem, is the fucking internet. You can't click on, you can't scroll through Google without seeing a million fucking Easter eggs. It's annoying.
It's like, okay, the show comes out. It's like, it just stay off.
I can't even be anywhere on it. Yeah. My favorite was, I don't know if you guys saw it, but like, let's say I hadn't watched the show yet, and then I clicked on it and it said, somebody puts video together of MCU characters dancing to the song "It Was Agatha All Along." Spoilers. Well, shit, just by reading that sentence, you just spoiled the shit out of the episode for me.
That is so terrible. That is funny.
And that's the way it is. It's like, oh, I guess I can't read anything right now. All right, cool. Okay,
so where does magic come from? Like, this is a question. Is there a sort of...
You want a universal theory?
Well, is that a magic thing that's stated? Because I remember it was weird when Doctor Strange knew magic, but it was awesome. So introducing new magic is always interesting because you kind of wonder, where's it been? And I remember you talking about, like, I feel like, was it Wonder Woman has magic or something? Or I remember you talking about magic in other scenarios, too.
Or maybe Wonder Woman's Marvel.
No, he's just commenting. But what? Yeah. What?
Where did magic come from?
Yeah, I haven't watched Doctor Strange in a long time. What does she teach him, basically? Right? The Ancient One teaches him magic in a certain way by him reading books and doing other stuff. Do they ever talk about it more? They must, right? I just don't remember.
All magic is in most of the time in Marvel, magic is basically using universal energies to do various things. It's basically, say you could come up with it's that Arthur C. Clarke thing, man, where it's where, like, any sufficiently advanced technology will appear as magic. Basically, it's all, like, certain alien races can do things using the same energy that, like, mages can use. Imagine say there's the weave, that's everything, right? It's covering everything. It's like, with whatever you call it. Energy, whatever. It's like, I, through study of books and manipulation of incantations and items and ley lines and whatnot, can produce an effect. I, over here, am a science guy. I, through my technology, can also use that energy to produce a completely similar effect, but I am getting it from a completely different way. Basically, it's just manipulating of energies and stuff like that. Some people can use their personal energy, like their energy reserves, to do this. Some people can, like, grab energy from a different realm, and like, I'm using this energy. People can use...
But there's tie into, like, Infinity Stones or some sort of, like, unifying thing, or is it more sort of just
Infinity Stones are basically just like
focus,
like focus. Yeah, basically they're focuses of abstract, and like the six abstract effect that like the universe is based on, kind of. You know, so time and space and soul. So basically, just aspects of which like the world, like the universe is built on.
Yeah, the definition on the MCU wiki is the practice of harnessing various forms of energy to manipulate one or more aspects of the infinite realities that are present within the multiverse.
Yeah, that's fancy sounding.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Cool. You know, as a Brandon Sanderson fan, I kind of want to hear the sort of system, the magic system with all of its, like, you know.
That's the thing. It's like Brandon Sanderson, he can take his time and come up with a unified theory of magic and why things work the way they are, because he's one guy. This is 80 years of writing by hundreds, thousands of guys who are like doing their own thing.
It says magic is divided into three different categories: personal energies, universal energies, and dimensional energies. Supposedly all magic is built on the concept that all realities can be reshaped by tapping into the existing power that is found in either themselves, the universe, or other dimensions. There you go. There's magic.
Cool. Well, yeah, and it doesn't. There doesn't need to have to be a unifying theory. I just wondered if there already was one, because I don't know it.
Right. All right, cool. Go Wanda. I hope you win. I don't know. Do you guys think she'll be the bad, the big bad at the end, or do you think she'll redeem herself before the end, or what do you think?
I think she will redeem herself in a sense that she will defeat Agnes / Agatha, and she will escape most likely. I think she will leave basically with Vision, you know, or the remnants of Vision with her kids. I'm not sure yet exactly who's going to leave, but I think she will basically, I'm done with this world kind of thing, and is all like pieces out. But the problem is her doing so has caused some sort of like her jumping through, like her being a Nexus being and breaking through from this Earth to another Earth or another realm or whatever is broken something, which is causing a ripple effect throughout the universe. Whatever it is, it's like, oh cool, you've broken open a hole, energy's pouring through, stuff like that, blah blah blah. So, but I think that won't happen until whatever the end game of getting the dark hold, if it's absorbing enough energy to thus release, open, unlock, because the symbol on the front to me looked like it was a door with a key opening one side and a key opening the other side. Basically, it needs like two keys to open this door or something, whatever it was.
Yeah,
I mean, so like, I think that the book will be cracked. The bell will be rung. It can't be unrung. Whatever pours out, pours out. Even if we don't see it for a while, we don't see it until we have Moon Knight, Blade, any of that stuff, any of the more supernatural things.
Wanda becomes good, and she stops the bad thing from coming at her own sacrifice. That's my conclusion.
No.
Guys?
Yeah?
So I'm just making sure Ryan says she dies.
Oh,
does she die? No, she becomes unavailable.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she dies. I think she becomes unavailable.
I was trying to, after they're like, hey, Agatha, she's a witch. She's been around for several hundred years, probably based on the lore. I was kind of looking at it from her perspective, like, because what's her goal? And if her perspective is she's been around for a long time, and I'm guessing her goal is just to get more powerful, kind of. That's what people do when they're evil and like.
So chaos.
Like, I guess, but like, what's her goal? And I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, she's been around for several hundred years, and then she finds this being that has a shit ton of power, and she's like, I'm going to figure out how to trap or harness this person's power. It kind of, or I'm being ordered to do it, or I'm, you know, something like that. I thought it was kind of cool looking at it from her perspective, because like Ryan was saying, we don't know her goals, we don't know her desires, or even who the fuck she is other than this character. So it was kind of cool looking at it from that perspective to figure out what she wants, and I have no idea what she wants.
I think she wants to get the gang back together.
Who's that?
I think so. I think she wants to recreate the coven that she had before the Salem witch trials. She survived somehow. Boom. She got away, right? A bunch of her people, like, a bunch of her sisters died. There's a part of me that wants to believe she may have been pretending, but there's a part of me that wants her to believe that when she realized Billy or Tommy, I can't remember, said the line that, but you can bring things back from the dead. You know, that was something that she is a witch. She doesn't have that power. But Wanda does. So that's an interesting thing to her because she can bring, if she can bring back her sisters, you know, back to life, that would be a good motivation. You know, like, that would be like, I'm doing terrible things and doing all this stuff and I'm siphoning power from you unwillingly. But I'm doing it because I want to get my family back together, which would then play on the I've lost things, you've lost things, we've all lost things, and how far will we go to get back the things we've lost?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's interesting. So that could be why... So my thought is that Pietro is coming back... Like, Agatha brought him back to activate her memory of what Wanda can do. So, if she thinks she can bring Pietro back, maybe then it'll tie into Dave's theory.
Yeah, could.
Bringing the coven back together.
Like, I'll put it in Ryan terms. Let's pretend you find, like, a six-year-old kid who is a chess prodigy. And he's only been around for 6 years, but he could be like one of the best chess players in the world within the next 2-3 years. And you have a way to siphon that chess power, and he doesn't know about it, but you could easily just manipulate him and play the puppet master so then you gain all his chess powers. And you're evil, so you like to do this. Like, you kind of would. You'd be like, all right, I'm going to siphon this chess power away from this kid. He's not going to know. Big deal. There you go. Now you're a chess master. Good job.
Sweet. If I was an evil chess master,
no, you will be an evil chess. You're just Ryan. You're evil Ryan because you got a mustache and you want to be a chess master.
He's got a mustache.
And maybe the program Ryan writes is actually writing him.
Could be. Good point.
All right, that was fun. Good talk. What else is going on? Anything else? What else in the world? What have you guys been doing? Come on, talk to me, you guys. I've been gone for like a month, and you guys are like, what? I ain't do nothing. I went snowboarding. Kid likes D&D.
Loki series got the official release date is June 11th.
Yep, which is good.
But that also, with Winter Soldier only being 6 weeks, we're going to have a pretty big break there.
I was promised constant Marvel on the air forever and ever and ever. We have a break now? Well, I don't really see a reason to keep going, quite frankly.
but for Adam, the big announcement was the Bad Batch.
I didn't see that yet.
Oh, you didn't see what day it releases?
No.
Oh, come on.
I did. Guess. Why would I fucking know that?
May the 4th.
May the 4th. No.
Good job. That's a good release date.
So that was some stuff that came out of yesterday with they had their TCAs or whatever big reveal thing. So they revealed some of that, and they talked a little bit about the show. They did confirm there's no plans for a WandaVision season 2. So,
yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to go about that. They might not, right? It's weird because if it's a huge success, like, what was the movie? Or was the show fucking that they just did? That was a really big success, and the creator doesn't want to do. Oh, Watchmen! The creator doesn't want to do season 2. It was critically acclaimed, won awards, but the showrunner's like, I don't want to do season 2. This was my one story. I did it. I'm done.
Yeah,
but
he's like, I don't have another story to tell.
But HBO's not going to be like, okay, cool. No, they're going to be like, let's find somebody to do season 2 because everybody loves this shit.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's a hard thing to break because we're America and we love sequels to shit.
Yeah, I know.
If something is popular, fucking beat it into the ground.
I actually think, like, instead of sequels, it would be cool if they're just, like, spin-off shows. Like,
Yeah, do that. Because, the same universe, that's fine.
Yeah, you don't need to have the same show. It could just be... I mean, imagine if next season they're like, no, there's no WandaVision, but this is Darcy's show. Or, you know, it's Monica's show. Whatever. You could just take a character...
Come on.
Darcy and Wu. It's going to be great.
Yes, I know. That's exactly what it is. You got, like, the believer and the scientist. Very much like a fucking, you know, Scully and Mulder episode where they get into fucking adventures and do cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Do that.
You don't want a believer, though.
Oh,
but... You do want a believer. Yeah. It's literally the two characters from X-Files.
He wants to believe.
And then if there was anything that was, like, Marvel... / X-Files, you know who would love it? Brian.
Hey, Disney can do X-Files now. That was a Fox-owned property, so they can fucking cross those characters over. Mulder's gonna show... Oh my god, is that this Luke Skywalker cameo? Is Mulder showing up? And he's like, Jimmy, I got it from here. And the smoking man's like, I'm still a going. It's gonna be great. I can't wait.
So there's a new show coming out on NBC called Debris, which is supposed to have kind of a X-Files tinge to it.
Yeah, it reminded me of Lost, kind of. Like, something weird's happening. Watch it and find out.
Like, a bunch of space debris comes down, and they're investigating what happens and circumstances of people that come across this debris. So.
Yeah, it looks interesting. When's that start? I'm interested in checking that out.
I think it's in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
The problem is with that is it's like they have to do it to create like a continuity and stuff like that. But it's like think about the Flash, right? Everything was connected to the fucking reactor exploding. Every superhero was based on that, which is fine. But now it's going to be like space debris came down. What happened? Well, I turned into this guy. Okay, cool. We do with that episode. We go this. But what is the space debris? And being that it's probably, what is it, on NBC? We're going to get two seasons, and it's going to get canceled, and we're going to get no resolution for it whatsoever because
you never know.
That's the way network TV did.
You never know. You're probably
right. That's
the way
network TV works.
Maybe it'll just move to the Peacock, and they'll do it on the Peacock for a while.
And that's fine. Put it on the Peacock from the beginning. Oh, shit, what did I see I was going to give?
It premieres Monday, 8 o'clock. Central time.
I got it. I'll set it to record. I mean, I can always go back and watch it on the Peacock. By the way, if you don't have the Peacock app, is free right now, as long as you don't mind watching commercials. You can't watch its premium content, of course, but you can pick up its normal stuff. So this ad brought to you by the Peacock.
If you're an Xfinity subscriber, premium's free.
Fuck Xfinity right in my goddamn asshole.
Wait, you don't use Xfinity?
No, I don't use anything.
Remember, he cut the cord a while ago.
Oh, where do you get cable from?
Your mom? She fucking delivers it through the air with her big ass. She's like,
Your mom. No,
you have the TV service to get the Peacock free.
Your mom internet.
You have the TV service.
You can't just have the internet service.
Okay. Ryan didn't say, who do you lay cable to?
Cable.
Yeah, lay the little cable to your mom.
That means pooping.
So, So CBS All Access is going to become Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, baby.
But we saw a bunch of stuff. Like, they were talking about a bunch of stuff that they're releasing. So, but the big one for Adam is new Avatar, the Avatar Studios.
I meant to bring this
up. A whole
bunch
of new Avatar content.
Adult Avatar, though.
It's just going to be in that universe, right? Shows in that Avatar universe, kind of.
Our universe, it literally says, our goal is to create new films and television shows within the Avatar universe. Guess what? Fucking go back in time and see, like, a guy from 500 years ago and say, like, oh, cool, this is interesting.
That sounds stupid.
Sounds awesome. I'm excited.
Oh!
I'm a bigger fan than Adam, I think.
I mean, that's cool, but speaking of Ryan being a bigger fan, Ryan, how much are you fucking just... Are you, like, watching and rewatching Young Rock?
I didn't even know it existed.
What?
It's great, dude. It's great.
Is it actually good?
It's two episodes of The Rock when he was coming up. How do you not, like, absorb this through your mind constantly?
Which streaming service provides
The Peacock. No, I'm just kidding. I don't I have no fucking clue.
And it's on TV.
It's on TV. It's on TV.
But yeah, it's super fun. Like, Griff Laya, me and Griff watch it, and it's super funny because it's broken down into, like...
Super funny.
Super funny. Yeah, it's like 8-year-old Rock. like 15-year-old rock and then like college rock, and it's really good. Like, just like they have like, hey, Junkyard Dog, what's up? And like, you know, they'll be like Andre the Giant, and they'll be the guy who's playing Andre, just like, and you can't understand him. It's super funny, and he's got a super French accent.
I think Ryan will really like it because it's about it. Really, the whole premise is he's running for president. And it's 2032, and they're reminiscing about his life, and these are all the stories that he wants to get out in the public that might come out. So,
right, yeah,
you know, it's, he's telling all these stories, and Randall Park. It's
Randall Park's in there. Yeah, Jimmy Woo's in it, and he's interviewing him. Yeah, it's really funny though.
That's cool. I started watching a show. Do you guys know who Patrice O'Neill was? He died a few years ago.
Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah, he was a comedian that died a few years ago. They just came out with his documentary. It's called Killing Is Easy. You might know him. Like, it's weird that nobody knows him because he's considered like, I mean, most of the comedians are like, if there's a Mount Rushmore of comedians, four comedians, he's on it. Like, nobody knows of him, and he was an asshole to most people. That's why he didn't do a whole lot. But he was funny as shit, and it's really good. I'm only about halfway through, but if you don't know who he is, you're going to know all the comedians that are in there talking about him. I mean, pretty much everybody that you've heard about that's a comedian sits there and talks about how he grew up with them and stuff. So it's pretty good if you get a chance. I think it's on Comedy Central.
How do you watch that?
On Comedy Central.
Just shows up in my fucking internet sometimes, man. Your mom,
you got the TiVo thing going.
Your
whatever,
mom's internet is fucking amazing. It just shows up, and it's like, hey, you want to watch this?
You got YouTube TV, right? Is that where you get all this shit?
I do have YouTube TV, but that's not where I get it. I was just watching it. Like, I think it was through like one of my feeds. I don't even know where it came from, like YouTube feed or something. Not YouTube TV.
I wouldn't mind watching it. I just sometimes just I don't know how to watch stuff.
Well, just look it up. Look up Killing Is Easy and.
Internet.
There should be a way. I don't know.
I can look it up.
Listen, buddy.
There was a chance guy who just brought it up might know the answer.
Yeah, sorry, I don't. I just I pushed play. It literally was going through my shit, and I pushed play. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it was the executive producer was Bill Burr because he kind of came up with them, which is
Bill
cool.
Burr.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. They like started in the same place in the same time, so they kind of came up together, and so. He's one of the executive directors.
Ryan is funny.
Ryan is funny from time to time.
Like, how do you do this? How do you find shows on the internet?
You should, like, you might want to get that hair looked at, man. You're getting a little scraggly there. You might want to get a haircut, just saying. And that beard, too. I don't know about that. I'm like usually it. A Ryan fan, but I don't know about this shit right here. You gotta take that
the
down
gray,
a notch.
The gray hair.
Yeah, you look like you want to steal 6-year-old chess skills.
Right
now, you look like you have all the chess skills because you've stolen from a child.
Mm-hmm. Although I think that would make my gray hair disappear too and look unnaturally young.
No, I think it's the opposite. See, you stole the chess skills, and it's basically your mind is getting stronger and more powerful, but your beard is manifesting the gray. For each evil deed you do, you get a gray hair in your beard.
I can do many more. Watch out.
Right. See, if Chris had a beard, it would all be gray, and then we'd be like, what? He's been evil this whole time! That's why he really doesn't grow
That's
a beard.
That's why he shaves. He doesn't want to reveal his beard.
Yep, exactly. See?
You guys, very good. Relax. Okay?
What was that? No. Shit. Evil Chris from a different dimension's here.
Guys, relax. Come on, man. Don't be giving out secrets and shit, okay? All right.
What else is the? Oh shit! I'll go grab that trailer real quick. So while on quarantine and stuff like that, Zack Snyder made another movie. It's coming out. It's called Army of the Dead. Basically, there's a zombie apocalypse that happens. And it's still pretty early in it, and a bunch of mercenaries get together to go to Las Vegas and steal a shit ton of money. Basically, they're like, everyone loaded up. All the survivors will split all the money. If you don't survive, you don't survive. But if you do, you get a bunch of money.
Yeah, I read about this somewhere. It looked interesting.
I've got Dave Bautista
in it.
I think that's where I heard about it.
I guess one day of all Daves.
Yep. Maybe.
That's true. Yep.
Maybe.
Which then means we're Drax as well?
Yes.
So where are my royalties?
Dregs. You're the dregs of society.
Drax.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anything else going on in the world, or should we wrap it up?
Friday, so tomorrow, besides WandaVision, or is it March 26th?
That's next month.
So we have the Mighty Ducks show coming out, too.
I'm not going to watch that.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, basically, it's a retelling. It's not a retelling. It's basically a continuation of the Mighty Ducks franchise. Gordon Bombay has retired from hockey because Gordon Bombay.
Who the fuck is that?
Mighty Ducks.
Oh, I didn't watch that show. I don't watch hockey shows. I like real sports shows.
If you watch hockey now, hockey's fucking great. The Russian fucking superstar kid is fucking amazing.
How old is he?
Like,
I don't know, Russian age? Like, they age differently than us.
So, like, 20?
Probably 20, but okay. That could be, I don't know, they measure it in rubles.
So listen to me. He was 20 rubles a year old, and you had the power to siphon his hockey energy off. Would you do it if you were Evil Dave?
I'm going to say yes.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
Well, that means I get his contract and get to play, yeah?
And one Dave, all Daves, would get a portion of the siphoned energy that I get.
And you know who comes out the most ahead? Dave Bautista, for some reason. He's right. Like, I got the lion's share. Okay, well, cool.
Wild
Mighty Ducks.
Been very fun to watch.
No, it hasn't.
Totally.
No.
How wild is it?
We crushed Colorado yesterday, like 6.
Guys. Just, come on, guys. We talk about sports. We don't talk about little games, okay? So if you want to talk about sports, we can do that. Not little fancy stancy.
Baseball happening? Where's baseball?
Fancy stancy slide around on some ice skates all day long.
Their first game is on Sunday, okay?
Yes. All right, baseball. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
thanks, Chris. If you want to talk to us more about baseball, check us out on Twins on Twins.
I should do that again.
Not a thing.
Leander got so annoyed the last time I tried. I was like, hey, you want to do that? No! I'm like, all right, whatever. We'll try it again this year. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Thank you, buddy. And there is an open invitation for anybody to write us an email about this night's episode longer than the email I sent to ourselves. I basically had to send myself an email, and it was amazing. So there you go. All right, everybody have a good week.
We need you, fans. We'll write our own email.
That's right. I'm my own best fan, you sons of bitches. All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.